Welcome to another program of Communication with George and Rita Galley.
In the northern state of Queensland, around the Sunshine Coast, people are amazed to see an unusual sight. At first glance, it appears a man pedalling a bike is pushing a chair on wheels in front of him.
This unusual contraption is registered as a bike chair, and its innovator designed and built it with the help of a good friend. It all began when Bill Ford faced the hard fact that his wife Gladys had that awful disease known as Alzheimer's. He first began to notice when she forgot things and became confused when normal tasks became too difficult for her.
This couple also once relished the freedom of riding their bikes together in the country. And when they first had their children, the whole family joined in bike riding. And according to Bill, when he discovered Gladys had developed a painful shuffle, he wanted to do something about it. He didn't want her to feel trapped by her disease. He also wanted her to experience the freedom of movement and to see familiar sights.
Countless people across the world have this disease. It's always sad for their loved ones to see them deteriorating in memory and speech and their mobility. It can be especially difficult for a carer because they have to repeat things many times and still keep their patience.
It's become quite a common sight for the folk around the Sunshine Coast to see Bill and Gladys cycling along in their famous bike chair. You see, the idea first came to Bill when, as missionary to Asia, he saw how folk modified their bikes to become rickshaws or goods carriers. Suddenly, he felt he could work on something that would give Gladys back some of the freedom. Their grown daughter, who has a mischievous streak, has had an input. She designed a small tiara on Gladys's bike helmet, and coached by her daughter, Gladys often gives a royal wave to fascinated onlookers as she and Bill pass by.
Bill says he cares about his wife and feels it a privilege to take care of her every need. He says she looked after me and the children for so many years. Now I believe it's her turn to be looked after. He also says it was God who placed the love there. He smiles as he admits he wouldn't have it any other way and looks over at his wife and squeezes her hand as she smiles back. This is love in action.
Alzheimer's can rob a person's personality, and I'm sure frustration must have a part to play in this. But Bill felt that while he had the health and the strength to help Gladys, he would. He says, "When I married Gladys, I made a vow before God to love and cherish her in sickness and in health. And now that the time has come when she is battling with this awful sickness, I will be there for her."
Love is hard to define. We say we love ice cream and also our children, but we obviously don't mean the same thing. We admit that true love is hard to find, but we use the word so often that we really don't know what it means anymore. You might hear someone say, "God is love," yet there's so much confusion about this.
You might think that if God is love, then why does he allow such pain and suffering and wars to trouble this world? The answer is that this world is not a perfect place and has always been like this ever since mankind, in general, has turned its back on God.
My friend, God does care deeply about you. Maybe he's been trying to get your attention for some time. So this is your moment to listen to what he's saying to you. After all, who else would give their only son to take the blame for all our sin?
And that's exactly what Jesus, God's Son, did. Are you willing to accept his love? Why not trust him with your life and tell him that you need him? Make that decision today.
For any information about the program that you've heard today, contact us on communicationradio.org.